I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The image that China wants to present to the world as the Olympics approach was rattled today. There were explosions on two buses in the southern city of Kunming. At least two people were killed. Now, that's not the kind of PR Chinese authorities want in the run-up to the Games. China wants the world to know that everything's under control, that visitors will be safe, and the air will be clean. In fact, regulations went into effect yesterday to make all that happen. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing.
Police in Kunming are investigating today's explosions. Authorities say they believe the blasts were set deliberately, but they haven't said who might have done it or why. There were violent protests in the same province over the weekend, and disgruntled locals have been known to set off bus bombs in China in the past. Still, Chinese authorities are not ruling out terrorism. The state-run media have reported the Kunming explosions as a reminder that terrorism is a possibility in the run-up to or during the Olympic Games. There are now three rings of security cordons around Beijing and stepped-up surveillance within the city. Cab driver Guo Qing says it makes for slower going on some trips.
There may be some obstacle when I go to the airport, but I think the trouble is worth it for the security.
Not everyone's so accepting about the heightened security measures. Liberian Marvin Lewis runs a clothing import business in the Washington area and is visiting Beijing for the Olympics. He says last week, police broke up a birthday party for an African friend of his in a local bar.
They went and checked in for drugs and...
They checked you for drugs?
Yeah. Test my urine and...
They did?
They did. And I don't smoke drugs. I don't even smoke cigars. So, you know, it was kind of a horrible thing, you know. But at the end of the day, they checked everybody. There was nobody that could take drugs and...
Did they only check the black people?
Yeah, only blacks.
There did used to be a small coterie of African drug dealers in the Beijing bar area where I chat with Lewis. They were allowed to operate freely for months, despite the fact that a Chinese police station was just around the corner. Then, last fall, the police cracked down. They came down this street and arrested anyone who was black. Now, some bar owners here say the police have told them to keep an eye on black customers in particular. That's not such good news for African or African-American Olympics fans. What is good news for all visitors is that the new regulations that came into effect yesterday have cleared the air and thinned traffic on the roads. Visitors Jeff and Chris Martz with the Rochester Oratorial Society in New York were here for a singing competition. They had been worried about what Beijing's infamous smog would do to their voices.
They were preparing us that the air quality, even though they've been working on making it much better, we thought we would have a lot of problems over here. But we have found the air quality really hasn't really affected anybody. So it's been good.
Indeed, there have been four blue sky days this past week in Beijing, and blue sky days are normally a rare treat. The change has come because dozens of polluting factories in and around Beijing have either cut back or suspended production for the next 2 months. And vehicles now have to take turns on Beijing's roads. Those with odd-numbered license plates are allowed one day. Cars with even-numbered plates go the next. Public transportation was so crowded today as a result that one of Beijing's main subway lines had to temporarily suspend service until the crowds thinned out. But Zheng Qi, who's a company driver, says he likes the change on the roads and in the air so much, he wouldn't mind this system continuing even after the Olympics. He says, if we could have cleaner air, it would be worth it. Anyway, it would be great for us drivers. We'd get every other day off. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.